Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You could see, you know, some of the double A guys maybe. You could see, I hope Max Clark is a short-term lease in Grand Rapids. I think they have housing. But that's not the point. Don't be putting down. I wouldn't be making any plans for, you know, July in Grand Rapids if I were Max Clark.
Yeah, or Kevin McGonigal. I would say you might want to start looking at an apartment in Erie rather soon. He's hitting 500 just about in the couple of weeks he's been back. He's been phenomenal.
248-539-9797. Really, really good place the Tigers are right now, and they're getting healthier. I mean, you think about.
And they're playing the White Sox for the next three nights.
They've done all of this that they've done this season. And given, you're right. Excuse the scale when you play the White Sox. But they've done all this without a Parker Meadows. Without a big free agent acquisition in Alex Cobb. And they're going to. We've gotten to the point where we might need Alex Cobb. Like Alex Cobb is, you know, one of those. It feels like he might be a player to be named later in a not trade. He's a free agent to be named later. Yeah, we signed him, but we're not going to see him for a whole bunch of time. Hopefully they do, and hopefully when they do, he is effective. 248-539-9797. People still reacting to the Frank Ragnow news yesterday. Look, just, you know, Gator wasn't in yesterday, and for people who didn't hear it, the news broke about 24 hours ago, sort of reiterating the position, and now I've added a little bit to it. Okay, you're not going to be as good on the offensive line, most likely, unless some of these guys you drafted are just, you've just crushed it with Tate Ratledge or Miles Frazier or Mahogany is about to blow up. It seems like you kind of hope that one of those guys will be ready. Then you've got Graham Glasgow, a veteran, might be losing a bit of a step off his fastball. I am convinced they need to go outside the organization and add a veteran, a been there, done that guy. And I think the guy that I would go after doing some research, it's still a free agent, is Dalton Risner, who is 28 years old, free agent, spent much of the year last year hurt with Minnesota, hasn't signed anywhere. Minnesota has talked about bringing him back. Cincinnati has expressed interest. He started his career in Denver, and he's from there, so he might end up back that direction. But last year in 537 snaps, zero penalties, zero quarterback sacks allowed. He's an NFL Man of the Year nominee, which you don't get to be without being a good guy in your locker room, certainly a good guy in the community, which I think the Lions care about the locker room stuff a lot. And he had that quote when he signed in Minnesota that I found, whatever they need me to do, I'm there. Right tackle, right guard, center, tight end, wide receiver, you name it, I'm ready to rock. I think we're all set at wide receiver and tight end, but center might make some sense. Might make some sense. Still a concern. I'm intrigued. I think what they have to do, if you're not going to get better or as good at center, you have to get better somewhere else. Where you hope that the cap space that they free up with this, they can add a piece, makes them, let's say, better defensively. The offense takes a bit of a step back. But defensively, can they be better? And we don't really feel feel this as much as it looks on paper.
Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit of baptism by fire with the three interior guys. Maybe it's Glasgow who starts at center with Mahogany and Ratledge at guards, and go with that, stick with that, let them grow together, and you'll be better at the end of the season than you are to start the season. There's going to be some growing pains to go through it, but fortunately you've got an outstanding system of running backs and receivers, and you got a veteran quarterback that knows what he's doing, and the best right tackle in football and a pretty good left tackle. You can lean on all those other guys.
There are problems that they need to overcome, but I got a lot of faith in what I think is the best management team the Lions have ever had. 248-539-9797. All right. Trade deadline primer. A player is named as the best fit for Detroit. We'll get to that today at 1220. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score like we did in our house by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This was my wife's idea. She wanted to improve our water, and you know what they say about a happy wife. We got the Kinetico Reverse Osmosis System with the Kinetico Premier Softener. You can get one too. Remember this, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Everything gets better. The water tastes better. The clothes get cleaner, better in the shower. Everything about it makes your home better. 855-339-4242. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karsh sent you.
With the beautiful weather yesterday, when you got home, did you take advantage of just being outside?
No, it was my son's birthday, so we were just doing birthday stuff. Would love to have, but didn't get the chance.
Kang, did you spend time outside?
Wait to hear what he did.
Oh, you're not going to believe what I did. Yesterday, yes, I did spend time outside. Gator, you weren't the only one that hit a golf ball yesterday.
Oh.
I went to the range.
Wow.
I, Kang Nguyen, went to the range yesterday. I have not hit a golf ball in probably a couple years, not even Topgolf, anything like that. I have not hit a golf ball in a few years. You know why I went to the range?
I don't.
So I'm going to be golfing in a charity outing Friday.
Okay.
I figured I should probably hit a ball or two before this happens.
Yes, you probably should. Yep.
So let me tell you a quick recap of my outing. First of all, I walk up there, and I've been fortunate enough. I have friends that have donated their clubs to me. I have a golf bag. I have everything. I have a driver from you. The driver I have is from you.
Okay.
And so I have clubs. I brought my little girl up there with me, too, because she wanted to come. It's fine. So I get there, and I'm walking. I'm like, first of all, everyone out here hitting the ball knows more than me. So that, I don't know if that was intimidating to me or not, but then I'm also like, everyone sucks at golf, so who cares, right?
True.
And we're all practicing out here. So I'm like, okay, get over that. I'll still find a spot at the end, though, away from everybody. So everyone's like, what is this guy doing? So I go out there, and I go through my bag. Do you look in your bag before you leave? I asked Doug this morning. Like, do you check for anything, like clubs, balls, all that stuff, or you just put your bag in your...
Sometimes. I mean, I know that I've stocked my bag with all the essentials over the years. I know that going into it before the season starts. Usually, if I do, it's before I go out for the first time.
Okay, so I don't golf much, but I figured everything was in there. No glove.
Oh, that's not good.
Good at all, man. Off to a bad start. Very bad start.
Lots of times at the range, though, they'll sell them.
So I just said, I didn't even check because I just said, you know what? I'll just raw dog it. I just raw dogged it. And I said, I'm not going to swing hard because I don't want to, get a blister, develop callus. I got a big outing Friday, man.
Right, big.
Yeah, I can't come in injured. I'm not Ragnow. I'm not tough, So I'm hitting it like not as hard. What I found out though, Gator, is my driver, I suck. But when I don't swing as hard in any of the clubs, much better. Like a lot straighter, better contact.
Yeah.
I think that's my route. Yes. I got to go, just don't swing so hard.
And then you get the confidence and you start swinging harder and it either goes south or you realize that you can hit the ball further when you swing harder.
Those little wedgie things that you guys have, they all look like...
The wedges, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Irons.
Irons, is that what they're called?
Wedgie things.
I'm pretty good at those.
There's a difference between a wedge and an iron is all of it. A wedge is
a
specific
seven?
Type.
That's a seven iron.
Seven is an iron.
I'm good at that.
Okay.
Nine, too.
Good.
Right. Yeah. Like good. I consistent. 9 out of 10, I'd get solid.
You know how far you were hitting it?
Yeah, I was nailing that 75 pin marker with those.
With the same club, the 7 and the 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, 75 yards out with a 7 iron?
Something's wrong.
Well, I don't know how far I'm supposed to hit each club, you know?
Well, you can find out how far you hit them so you can use them in a situation.
Dude, listen, man, walk before you crawl. I'm out there just hoping not to like hurt myself.
So if you're 75 yards out, you're grabbing a 7 iron.
Is that what I should be doing?
No, but if it works for you.
What? Like, what do you do if you're 150 yards out?
I don't know. 2 7 irons. No? So anyway, the good news is I'm going to be golfing with a buddy of mine who's a very experienced golfer, and he's going to, you know, tell me what club to use and how hard to swing it. Not that it's going to help much, but at least it's something. And it's called the Poppy Project, by the way. It's really cool. It's about like families that lost a child or infant through pregnancy, things like that. So this is a really cool charity thing. So I'm going to do it, even though I'm going to look like a fool doing it, I'm sure. I text my buddy after. I'm like, listen, I think they call it in the lab. I was in the lab today.
Yeah, you were in the lab?
Yeah, and they kicked me out of the lab.
Well, are there spots open for this tournament?
I think it might have sold out.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Well, great. That's awesome. Great cause.
Yeah. All right. Before the break, I mentioned, and good luck. We'll expect stories come Monday. Before the break, I mentioned that the Tigers were mentioned with a player, Jeff Passan. ESPN did his MLB trade deadline preview, what he's hearing about every team. So the teams that are the quote-unquote the unloaders, the teams that are the tweeners, the teams that are the holders, and the teams that are the acquirers. The Tigers are listed in the acquirers, and it says objective, optimize the machine. What to know? The Tigers have the best record in baseball, and it's not only because Tarek Skubal is the game's finest pitcher. Detroit is deep. And Detroit plays clean baseball, and Detroit is managed by A.J. Hinch, perhaps the best in the best on-the-bench tactician in the game. While conventional wisdom suggests the Tigers could use another high-octane bullpen arm to secure outs at the end of games, renting Bo Bichette's services before he hits free agency would infuse the lineup with the sort of bat Trey Sweeney simply does not yet wield. Bichette's gap-to-gap power would play well at Comerica and lengthen a lineup that has scored more runs than anticipated. After a homerless April, Bichette whacked 7 home runs in May and slugged more than 500. The Tigers don't need much with their prospect depth, though. They could afford a luxury item. I certainly would like to know what the cost would be, but Bo Bichette.
It's the cost, right? The more I look at this team, the less inclined I am to add a position player to this roster. I'm trying not to fall in love with my own guys, but they keep adding more of my own guys when they get healthy. And trying to find the weak spot on this team. Is it shortstop? Look, Trey Sweeney has cooled off, but he still plays defensively really, really well at shortstop. But now you've got, because Parker Meadows back on this team, it forces Javi Baez out of center field and puts him back in a position where you could use him at shortstop like they did last night, or put him over at third base if you want to go with Sweeney and Javi. It's no longer this position, and same thing goes for third base, where they're just not getting production out of it because you can get production out of it. And you still have McKinstry that you have to find a place in the lineup every night because Zach McKinstry is just off to one of these great starts. I don't like the idea of giving up serious prospect capital to acquire Bichette, who's going to be gone after the year anyway.
Most likely, yes. And serious is the question. How serious would it be? You just have to, if they're going to trade him, you just have to offer more than somebody else is going to offer. Will somebody else be more motivated to trade for Bo Bichette? And the answer is probably yes. I think somebody else, like the Tigers, shouldn't act like a desperate team.
No, I don't think they should act like a desperate team at all. I mean, how many of the other teams that are contending or expect to contend have a hole at shortstop? So I feel less of this team needing to find and fill any hole they have in the lineup. I feel more that they need to fill a role in the bullpen. Whether it's adding, if you could find a closer, go do it. I love Will Vest. But I don't think of Will Vest as being the ideal closer. I think he does an amazing job on his team. Tommy Canley has done an amazing job. I love those two guys. But if you can add a legitimate closer And now you've got three options to finish off the eighth and ninth innings with. That would be fantastic. That'd be where I'd be concentrating my efforts if I'm the Tigers looking to add to this team.
Let's go to Logan in Monroe. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Logan.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Great. Good. Thank you.
So my question for you guys is, if Jack Flaherty continues these quality starts and these good performances, is he going to be a top three guy when we get to the playoffs with a good Reese Olson, obviously Skubal, and Casey Mize?
Is he going to be? Well, he certainly, yeah. I mean, I envisioned him at the beginning of the year.
That he's the number two guy.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if he returns to form, yes.
He's gone his last 24 innings, 24-plus innings. He's given up 6 runs, 14 hits. He's been great in the last 3 or 4 starts. In his, I think it's 4 starts. He's been great.
Now, am I wrong? Was his velocity down a little bit last night?
I wasn't paying attention to the velocity.
So I was, and he was pretty much sitting low 90s, and I'm 91. I'd have to go back and look at earlier in the year, but I mean, sometimes that's just the radar gun. But I'm wondering. Keep my eye on that.
Sure.
Keep my eye on it. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up, another edition of Who's on Top. Help us complete a top 10 list. It's related to our state. We'll get to that today at 12:35. Here on 97.1, the ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some strange noises? Is it sluggish? Is it not as is it not rolling up or rolling down as quickly as you'd like it to? Well, if you got some problems with it, call people that can fix the problem. Precision Garage Door Services is a company I used years ago when my garage doors were just like that. They were sluggish. They weren't moving up and down quickly. I knew something was wrong, and I knew it was something that I couldn't fix. These guys can. Expert technicians on the spot that know exactly what they're doing. They offer worry-free financing. They are available on weekends at no extra charge, and same-day service and emergency repairs, those are available as well. Just call them at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check them out online at precisiondoormi.com. Schedule an appointment at a time that works for you. That's the other plus when it comes to Precision, is they're willing to work with your schedule. You're not beholden to some 6-hour window on their schedule. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule that appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what's funny about last night's Tiger game? Kang turned to me and said, so much happened. What was maybe the most like impressive, unbelievable thing?
Yeah.
And I said that Vinny Capra went in for the White Sox and retired three outs in order.
Like seven pitches.
The only time the Tigers went 1-2-3 all night was when a position player came in and was throwing at 49 miles per hour. He was filling up the strike zone.
I'm like, when Perez came up and clocked it to left field, I'm like, that's out of here. I'm like, nope.
Not even close.
Didn't give enough gas on that pitch to knock it out.
So funny.
That was pretty impressive.
1-2-3
I think the Tigers players went up there with marching orders. Swing.
Yep.
Just let's get out of here.
Let's move on.
We'll move on to the next game.
So, no, it wasn't the three home runs. It wasn't the juggling catch. It wasn't the diving catches in the outfield. It wasn't Parker Meadows' return. It wasn't Javi plays at short. It was Vinny Capra coming in and on nine pitches, inducing three outs, something no White Sox pitcher did all night.
So, tonight will be a different story. Shane Smith, the right-hander, is on the mound for Chicago, and he's got a pretty good ERA, 2.66, and his whip is like 1.16. He's been one of the few bright spots of the White Sox this season. So they'll get a test, but the lineup last night faced a right-handed pitcher and plated 13 runs. So they look pretty good.
Gady, you're ready for another edition of Who's on Top?
Sure.
Here we go.
That's confidence right there. Sure.
Found a list of the top 10 ice cream shops in the state of Michigan. Top 10 ice cream shops in the state of Michigan.
Well, Doug, like many people, I like ice cream.
You don't say.
Yeah. I don't get it that often, but I really do savor it when I have it. It's quite delicious. So the top three, huh? My experience in going to a bunch of these places throughout the state is not vast. So I stick kind of local to what I know.
Okay.
I will start with maybe the oldest of the group that I can remember anyway is Stroh's, which is in, it's on Maple and Losser. I think it's technically Bloomfield Hills. Great selection of ice cream there. I guess they have Superman. That's what I really care about. I know that's where they've taken the Stanley Cup to multiple times. The second would be Clark's, which is on 12 Mile in Berkeley. It's on the north side of 12 Mile. It's just a block or two down the road from 24 seconds. Excellent selection of flavors. The banana pudding is my favorite. And then they have a pumpkin pie that comes seasonally, and that pumpkin pie one is delicious as well. And lastly, I will venture to the city of Northville and go with Guernsey's. And Guernsey's mass produces their ice cream. They sell it throughout the state. You can get half gallons of it, many different grocery stores. It's delicious.
All right. Gator got one in the top 10. Well, like you said,
I can't tell you what they have in Grand Haven or what the one up in Charlevoix, or I don't know the names of these places. And every state, area has.
Some of these places, just for the record, have multiple locations, but none of them are like Dairy Queen. Okay.
Gotcha. Nothing against Dairy Queen.
Yeah, nothing against Dairy Queen.
Good Blizzard at Dairy Queen.
But Gator got Guernsey's, which checks in at number 8 in the top 10 ice cream parlors, ice cream shops in our state. 248-539-9797. So what we do now is see if we can round out the top 10. Can you help Gator complete it? What else deserves to be in the top 10? Top 10 ice cream shops in our state.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
So I'll hold off on that because then I'll get into one of the places.
Okay.
You know, all I right. want Fair enough. I mean, if you're talking about like standard ice cream flavor, I'm like a butter pecan, butterscotch, caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, right, kind of getting in
like
that.
Butterscotch. Yeah. Yep. Go.
So here we go. Rudy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to take a guess and say the Custard Hut.
The Custard Hut? Where's the Custard Hut?
The original one's in Dearborn, but now they're all over the place.
Okay. It did not make the top 10. I apologize. 248-539-9797. Brandon and Shelby, you're next. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great.
I got Irma's in Utica.
Irma's in Utica. Have you heard of Irma's?
I have not. Can you hear Irma's?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Do you think it make the top 10, Kang?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It did not.
Oh, 248-539-9797.
Scott is next. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm going to say Moomers in Traverse City.
Moomers in Traverse City. Gator, do you think Moomers made it?
Sure. It's Traverse City.
Checks in at number 2.
Wow.
On the list.
Oh,
location bias.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you go to these resort towns, I mean, they're known for having the ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't think about the neighborhood mom and pop here.
Nope.
You got to go outside.
You are barking up the right tree. I'll just say that. Let's go to Matt. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Matt.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Blank Slate Creamery, location downtown Ann Arbor and location in Brighton. Was also seen on Good Morning America.
Oh.
High-level ice cream made by a good family.
Matt, Blank Slate Creamery checks in at number 1.
Wow.
It is the top. It is listed as the top ice cream parlor in the state, but we're not done, obviously. We still have plenty in the top 10 to go.
I think a national recognition got it for them there to be on a TV show.
It helps.
I feel like we'd be better off listing a city than we would
just
place.
Give me a city and see if the ice cream parlor...
I'm just going to write down some cities and see if I'm...
All right, you do that. Let's go to Aubrey in Farmington Hills. You're next. Hi, Aubrey.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Quick caveat. This one just changed ownership this year, but I'm still going to put it up there. Sherman's in South Haven, Michigan.
Sherman's in South Haven.
Sounds right.
Gator, you think Sherman's made it?
South Haven sounds right.
It checks in at number 9, Aubrey. Well done.
South Haven, that's why. That was one of the cities Gator was going to write down.
David in Farmington Hills. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, David.
Hey, gents. In Ludington, House of Flavors.
House of Flavors in Ludington, Gator.
Right along the Lake Michigan shoreline, I'll say sure.
Number 5 on the list.
There we go.
Gator's got the formula. 248-539-9797.
Nothing in East Point?
There's a cheat code.
No, I don't think so.
There's a cheat code, isn't there? We got a Brandon, you're next. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys, what's going on? My guess is going to be Fuzzy's up in Saginaw, Michigan.
Fuzzy's in Saginaw, Gator. Do you think Fuzzy's made it?
I do not.
It did not make it. 248-539-9797. I'm sure it's
good. Maybe you travel a little bit to the east, you might see it.
John is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hey, I've got to vote for the MSU Dairy Store on MSU's campus.
MSU Dairy Store, do you think that made it?
Yes.
Checks in at number 7 on the list of top ice cream shops in our state. We got a chance of completing this one. All that's left is number 10, number 6, number 3, and number 4.
Got 4 more to go, people.
248-539-9797. Dan and Warren, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing, fellas?
We're great.
All right. I got 2 guesses.
No, you get one.
At least one should be on
You get one guess.
One.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. I'll go with Calder's Dairy down in, I believe it's like down in like, it's downriver. I know that. I don't know exact city, but I've heard good things about it.
Gator, do you think it made it?
No.
It did not. 248-539-9797. Adam is next. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
this one's kind of more of a chain. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, yeah, so this one's a little bit more of a chain, but still a lot of them in the, you know, up north area. I'm going Kilwins.
Killins, do you think Killins made it?
No.
It did not, and I'm surprised because Killins is great and it's everywhere up north. 248-539-9797, top ice cream shops in the state. Still got a few left. Anson in Detroit. Hi, Anson.
On Hall Road, they got the Morley Candy Saunders headquarters, like factory. Unbelievable. Make sure you get the Superman ice cream.
Gator, do you think it made it?
I don't. I know Morley's Candies out there, but I don't think of the ice cream shop.
It didn't make it. Got solid reasoning, but it didn't make
Superman,
it.
Superman, you had me at Superman.
We might have to revisit that debate. Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Doug. How about Washtenaw Dairy?
Washtenaw Dairy. I grew up at Washtenaw Dairy in Ann Arbor. The malt. Malt all the time when I was a kid. Gator, do you think it made it?
I don't. I think Ann Arbor already got its love.
It did not make it, but it's outstanding. Andy in Fowlerville. You're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Andy.
This one was voted one of the top ice creams in the States. It's Mooville Dairy in Nashville, Michigan.
Mooville Dairy. Do you think Mooville Dairy made it?
He said national recognition in what city?
Nashville.
Nashville.
Where's Nashville?
It's like west of Charlotte, south of Lansing, a ways.
I'm going to say no.
South and west of.
Well, I made it at number six.
All right, here we go. Cross another one off. Three to go.
It also has locations in Ionia, Zeeland, and Eaton Rapids. So we'll take three more with three to go.
Come on,
we
people.
Go to Paul in Harper Woods. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with the Milk House. It's just south of Lapeer.
Gator, do you think Milk House made it?
No.
It did not. Bob in Northville, you're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Loudon Jackson, Jackson, Michigan.
What's it called?
Loudon Jackson.
Loud?
Loudon Jackson in Jackson, Michigan. Used to be really good.
I'm going to guess no.
I'm not even sure what he said, but there's none in Jackson.
Loudon Jackson.
Loudon Jackson is the name of a...
Yeah.
Huh. One more. Suzanne, you're on 97 with a ticket. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I am going with Grindstone City General Store.
Where's that?
That's up by Port Austin.
Okay, over by the thumb. It? By the thumb. Here we go.
You think it made it?
Yeah.
I think it's got a chance, but I'm guessing there's a place in Caseville over at the Port Austin.
Caseville, yeah.
But I'm going to say no. It's not.
It did not. Three went unnamed. We'll give you the whole top 10. Top 10 ice cream shops in Michigan. That coming up at 12:50 here on Carson Anderson. A 97-1 a ticket. FanDuel is giving you even more reason to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or Oppo Taco, FanDuel is your home for betting on home runs. Take advantage of the profit boost. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to gear up all season long for these profit boosts, Dinger Tuesdays. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and the official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The opt-in is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
All right, so before we reveal the final, the top 10 of the ice cream parlors in the state.
Yep.
I had a hunch that this was going to be placed around the perimeter of the state in resort towns or vacation towns. And so I don't have the names of the places, but what I do have is a list of cities that I think could fit this bill.
Will represent well.
Yeah. Already had South Haven and Traverse City, I think, were two that were already mentioned. Is Grand Haven on the list?
Grand Haven is not.
Is Muskegon on the list?
It is not.
Is Charlevoix on the list?
It is not.
Is Caseville on the list?
Nope. We kind of hit on most of them, to be honest.
In Grand Rapids. Is somewhere in Grand Rapids on the
no.
list?
No. All right. Okay. So here's your top 10.
I'm out.
It's okay. You did pretty well with that theory for a while.
Yes.
So it's top 10 ice cream shops based on popular rankings, recommendations with a focus on local favorites and unique experiences. This is from Google. At number 10, Arcadia Ice House in Arcadia, Michigan. I thought you might mention Arcadia, but...
Well, they do have the Arcadia Days, which I think are taking place in the next couple... maybe, I think it's in July they normally do that, and I think that's part of it. We've always threatened to go there for that on our golf trip, but we never do. So I would have probably experienced
just keep pounding
it.
Beers.
Yeah, we just keep drinking beer.
It says the old-fashioned ice cream parlor was built with recycled lumber from the early 1900s and offers a nostalgic experience. And number 9, Aubrey got that, Sherman's Ice House in South Haven. Number 8, Gator, you got that. Guernsey Farms Dairy in Northville. Number 7, listener John, the MSU Dairy Store. Number 6, Andy got Mooville Creamery with multiple locations. Number 5, House of Flavors in Ludington. A listener named David got that. And number 4, nobody got this one. Gilbert Dairy in Marquette. Says, located in the Upper Peninsula, this dairy farm offers a variety of ice cream flavors, including their famous Mackinac Island fudge.
There you go.
Number 3, Jones Homemade Ice Cream in Baldwin. Nobody got that. The shop, opened for 80 years, offers a classic ice cream experience with friendly service and historical photos. Number 2, Scott got Moomers in Traverse City. And number 1, Matt got Blank Slate in Ann Arbor.
So the Moomers, what was the one that, like, number 5, a similar name? We got Moo in the title for
Mooville Creamery was 6.
Got Moomers in Mooville, huh?
Yep. Mooville Creamery with locations in Nashville, Iona, Zeeland, and Eaton Rapids. This dairy farm offers a variety of ice cream and other dairy products. So there you go.
Well done, people.
Take advantage this summer. Get out there.
So
experience all our state house.
All right, you already told me what your favorite flavor was. I was going to ask it, but you did mention pecan. And
yeah, do I have it here? I can't remember. So Eat This, Not That. What started this is Eat This, Not That, a website, came out with the top ice cream parlor in every state. And again, it was Blank Slate. And they have a banana pudding ice cream with homemade vanilla.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For wafers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm out of here at 2.
That's
there before 3.
I say Clark's in Berkeley. They've got a banana pudding that's fantastic with the vanilla wafers in there. Yeah,
pretty wild. Huh?
Yeah, oh, it's delicious.
All right. So last night's Tiger game, I would say that there were plenty of good seats still available. In Chicago, a lot of fans came disguised as empty seats.
Yeah, that was like 40,000 empty seats and 11,000 of actual people, apparently.
Did you see the crowd at the Rockies Marlins game last night.
Oh, God. No, I did not. I can't imagine that would be any bigger. I would think that would be smaller.
That is correct. The announced crowd was 5,894.
Oh, my God. This is in Denver?
Or no.
In Florida?
This is in Florida.
Oh, my God. Even worse.
Yep. The park holds 37,000. And the pictures that emerged, I mean, honestly, you know when you're watching college baseball and it's like the Big Ten tournament and Rutgers is playing Indiana in Omaha, Nebraska,
right.
And you've got a pretty big stadium there, and you got these two little college fan bases right behind the dugouts. That's what the major league game between the Rockies and Marlins looked like last night.
Well, the Florida Marlins are 23-35 this year with a 14-18 home record. Colorado is 10-50 on the season, and they've won four games on the road with 28 losses.
Did your kid ever get to play in Comerica Park with their travel team or their high school team? That's what the crowd looked like last night. If you ever had a chance to play in a big stadium with a high school team, it's thrilling, but the stadium's empty. That's what the crowd looked like last night.
It's so embarrassing. You know, in the state of Florida, you've got the Florida State League with all the minor league ballparks. And once spring training ends and the Florida State League season begins, nobody goes to the games. It's too damn hot. Nobody wants to be there. And you get literally hundreds to go to a game. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to fill the park. They've got two major league teams in the state of Florida. One plays their games in St. Petersburg, which couldn't be a worse place for them. I mean, they're the Tampa Bay Rays, but they play in St. It should be played in an area where the fans actually would go to, but they don't take advantage of that. And then you've got the Miami Marlins. You're in Miami. You'd think for sure that you'd have huge crowds with the Latino community coming together and wanting to represent. And no, they don't do it. I don't understand why Florida baseball does not work.
You didn't even mention the number one reason why it should work. Baseball's demographic is an older crowd.
Well, right.
And they don't go to these games.
Yeah.
The fact that baseball in Florida doesn't really work blows my mind. I have no idea why.
And I'll tell you a place where I think it would work in that state. And there's been talk that they'd consider this.
Del Boca Vista?
No, because I don't think they ever finished phase four. But it's Orlando.
Good.
Where Disney World is. You got people coming. It's a resort town like Vegas is. I would imagine it because you've got that constant, with a constant influx of new people each and every week, that you could take advantage. Hey, what's something to do tonight without having to spend $3,000 at the Magic Kingdom today? Oh, we'll go to the baseball game. That they'll have a franchise in Orlando at some point.
It's crazy.
It is. It's mind-boggling because, you know, every 5 years the Marlins rear up and they're good. I mean, they've won a couple World Series in the last 30 years. It's more impressive than probably most teams in baseball.
I know
they've actually had success.
Well, I guess I had an idea that this might be the case this year because we were on spring break. We were down in Fort Lauderdale. We were the chaperones with four teenage boys, and we're like, okay, we can go see Inter Miami, or we can go to the Marlins. Actually, their tickets for their opener, and they're $11.
The home opener.
For the home opener. Do you guys want to go? And we didn't do either, as it turned out, but they were more interested in the soccer than they were the baseball, but 248-539-9797. We got open lines. All right, coming up, sad note from the world of sports, which led us into a talk in the office. And we'll get to that today at 105 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Spectrum. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.